Welcome to the first part of two podcasts with Bill O'Neill.
Nalu FM Finance Podcast. Insight into the financial markets.
This podcast is courtesy of the Zurich branch of Commerzbank AG, which offers over 20,000 publicly offered leveraged structured products in Switzerland. These structured products are accessible through a multitude of channels, including the BX, SIX exchanges, and Swiss Quote Bank. More information can be found at certificate.commerzbank.ch.
Welcome to the latest edition of the Nalu FM Finance Podcast. In this edition, we are talking with Bill O'Neill. Bill, after a successful career in investment banking, asset and wealth management, where he worked as an investment strategist and chief investment officer, creating sound investment frameworks, above average investment performance, alongside a highly recognized media profile, Bill moved into consultancy in 2016. He now offers advice to management and clients on macro and asset market strategy and supports in developing investment processes for new businesses. Let's get started. Good afternoon, Bill.
Good afternoon, Stefan.
I'm here with Bill O'Neill, the head of the investment committee of Falco Private Office. Thank you very much for taking the time. And if I might jump in right away with a few questions and probably something to help me myself. I need the help here. So I often struggle to set up my own investment portfolio. Often I'm overexposed in property, which is very emotional for myself, and interest that I have myself, because individual stocks, or just purely because of the excitement of buying and selling that it gives you the pleasure. But how really should I go about in setting up my own investment portfolio?
Well, I think, first of all, Stefan, forgive me for being the analyst that I am and my background, but it's sort of logical. I think the first question is, like, well, what do you want to do with your portfolio? What are the goals of your portfolio? I suppose for most clients we cover, those goals are multiple. There's no single goal. And from time to time, those goals can actually conflict with each other. You know, the short-term fund versus the longer-term succession on their portfolios. I think it's really important, actually, that side of it, because that really determines, you know, what sort of mix of risk appetite you're prepared to tolerate, enjoy, and what goals you have in terms of the returns, say, relative to inflation, real returns, what sort of drawdown you're prepared to tolerate when there are basically losses on the portfolio for a given period. And I think also what's important is the holding, which we term as the holding period, which is very important. You know, you're not going to be, I would imagine, in the case of your portfolio, a fast trader on all of it. You're not going to be a day trader. But what are you sort of holding period? You're looking at a time horizon of 3 years, 10 years. And of course, the other side of it is that we're operating from a context, an investment context. You know, and then clearly the idea here is that you make harness the characteristics of various assets to actually produce the sort of portfolio you want that fulfills your needs and your goals. Mm. Complexity is the goals, and the goals will move up and down in terms of priority.
I see. And the goal is, for example, let's say mine is, you know, I have a holding period probably 3 to 5 years. But how do I assess, in a sense, what the composition then needs to look like in the sense of, does diversification truly help me? I'm not sure about it. As a blackjack player, the more confident you are or certainty you have, the more you should bet.
Yes.
I mean, how does this apply here as well?
Well, I mean, I think at the end of the day, you know, this is where the thing gets complicated. You've got the sort of taxonomy of markets. In other words, you know, what sort of assets are out there that actually behave, you know, like each other, that can be combined, but actually have distinct characteristics relative to others. You know, a set of, you know, equities, and the US equities will have characteristics one like the other, but might be quite distinct from, say, an emerging market bond. So you have to divide the world in some way, the existence you actually confront, the context in which you confront. And what you need then is to look at it. So basically, how do I rank those in terms of, you know, are these publicly traded assets? Do we have liquidity? How does that affect my sense of what fits my long-term goals? And talking particularly about holding period, if I need to get the money out, you know, whatever. Or, and so liquidity is an issue, the time to cash. Also, I suppose, a sense in which basically these portfolios are actually publicly traded versus privately traded. In other words, how often are they quoted, etc. And the other point is, in terms of the holding period, is that we know from theoretical science that the longer the holding period, the more stable the characteristics are going to be, the distributions of the returns you're coming through. So if you're a day trader, mm-hmm. you're going to find it very hard to actually come down to a distribution of outcomes that are actually in any way stable, because essentially you'll have all sorts of weird and wonderful distributions depending on, you know, what market you're in and what you're trading. But the longer you hold a mixed set of assets, the more stable those characteristics are of the distribution. It may be normal distribution, but it will have a certain skew, a certain custosis, etc. And that makes prediction that bit more, little bit more feasible.
Mm.
And you're essentially applying that context for those mix of assets to what you want. You know, am I prepared to say, I want a mix of assets that will only really give me a drawdown of 10%, say, in a year? Or do I want a mix of assets that on some occasion, based on history, has actually resulted in a 30% drawdown?
And do I look at this on an individual asset basis or no. as a combined on the portfolio?
No, it's all about diversification. As Mr. Markowitz said over half a century ago, it's the only free lunch in finance. Diversification is important, that correlation between assets, that negative correlation that allows you to enjoy some control at least of the risk for a given level of return. But it really is what's in the mix. You know, we know, and if straight up, you know, 60-30-10 portfolio, whatever, of, you know, equity, bonds, cash, that will give you certain characteristics. But we're constantly trying to map out new areas of the market, new areas of beta,
yeah.
as they say, that actually provide decent returns relative to inflation, but also are diversified, you know, so diversified sources of beta. And that's the holy grail.
And where do I find them?
And where do I find them?
Because they are more and more, I find it more and more difficult.
And how long will they remain in place?
Yes.
And will that market or that sector and that investment segment disappear?
Yeah.
So you have things like interest in forestry.
Yeah.
Or interest in basically, you know, trade bills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bills of exchange, or you have interest in, for that matter, basically a market in precious stones and seashells. You know, is there a market? Is there a liquid market in this asset? And what are the characteristics relative to other clusters of assets? And that's the art and the magic of really of asset allocation.
And how do I measure the risk of that portfolio that I build then? Because they're probably not normally distributed yeah. when they are behaving that
no,
way.
How
do I look at it? When I start having it, how do I measure that I did the right thing or not?
Well, the conventional thing is obviously volatility, you know, based on your standard deviation. But of course, when you're talking to clients, that's sort of a very ephemeral concept, you know, very ethereal concept, you know, and what you want to say is basically, what is the risk of a loss? What sort of loss aversion? Can you tolerate a £10 loss? Or can you tolerate, you know, a £1 million loss? You know, what is your appetite for loss, for drawdown, and how would you enjoy a surprisingly positive performance relative to the risk of loss?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you have client profiling. If Mr. Wagner turns up at the at a wealth manager, they will profile your risk. They will ask you very deep, introspective questions about your character and your investment needs and objectives and tastes, and that will draw from that basically with using certain algorithms. This is all very clever, of course. What your sense of loss aversion is, or return profit satisfaction, because all these things have to be symmetric.
How would you describe? I mean, I know my perceived or what I would be willing to take at the loss or maximum drawdown. How do I, my pleasure of taking a profit, how do you measure that one?
Well, I think it's just saying basically, observe this distribution of this performance of this asset, and you do provide a certain sort of skew to the performance of asset, how would you prepare to include that in your portfolio?
I see. Yeah.
And they give the certain sort of, you know, scenarios presented of profit and loss, and then which would be your preferred passion of
return. This is a measuring of my risk tolerance in sense.
And although these are done in segments of, say, a year or maybe even 3 year or 5 year holding periods in line with what you do. But a lot of this is simply sampling. And sampling can be done on historic data or can be done on some sort of form of assumption of returns going forward.
Test.
Yes, but you're essentially saying, you know, if this were to happen based on the history, how would you react to this? And that's where you have to, you know, draw down of 30% of the 95th percentile across the distributions of return. So you're looking at essentially tails of the distributions and what are the characteristics, because it's the extremes that will really affect the client. And most clients obviously would cluster in the middle, you know, in terms of saying, well, I'm equally balanced or whatever, or I have a very significant aversion to loss because this is supposed to be passed on in succession to the rest of the family, you know.
Nalu FM Finance Podcast. Insight into the financial markets.
At this point, we're going to wrap up part one of this fascinating interview with Bill. In part two, we cover how and when to invest and what to do with alternatives investments like derivatives in your portfolio, plus how to cut through all the information noise out there.
Nalu FM Finance Podcast. Insight into the financial markets.
This podcast is courtesy of the Zurich branch of Commerzbank AG, which offers over 20,000 publicly offered leveraged structured products in Switzerland. These structured products are accessible through a multitude of channels, including the BX, SIX exchanges, and Swissquote Bank. More information can be found at certificate.commerzbank.ch.